I don't know whether you have probed into these things or not there, but you get a clue and it takes you a day to run that clue down, and it's to no avail. You find, you come up with another clue and you run it down maybe a half a day and to no avail. And maybe you spend a week and you accomplish nothing. Well, if my patience will continue as they have, as the older I get, I don't know.
Well, I think it does. I think...
I don't know.
In fact, I think I've got more patience now
than
I used to have.
Is that right?
Well, there's one line of on his family that we just didn't figure that we would ever find anything at all on. And about 3 weeks ago, a lady in Mississippi and I were exchanging work. I was working here on her family and she was working there on his family. And she comes up with his great-grandparents' names, plus all of their children's names and who they married.
Is that right?
See, now,
part of Mississippi,
in Pontotoc County.
Pontotoc County. In other words, actually, Pontotoc County, they cut a little off of Pontotoc County and off of other county and made another county in there. And I think the part that my people is in was in this part that they cut off. And back in the olden days, it was in Pontotoc County, and nowadays, it's in Union County, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to have to go back as far as that to trace records there. See, that's the way they done Chester County here, and said that we had McNair County, Hardeman County, and Madison County, and Henderson County. Well, some people actually, they were Northern sympathizers, and they've been that way, in other words, they were Republicans. They always have been Republicans. They were Northern sympathizers. They even fought for the North. And they cut off a little of Henderson County, a little of McNair County, a little of Hardin County, a little of Madison County, and made Chester County. And that didn't happen until about 1870, somewhere along there. It was after the Civil War.
Is that the... Hearst Nation.
Hearst Nation.
You're right. Hearst Nation. You're right. Field and Hearst.
H-U-R-S-T. Yeah, H-U-R-S-T. Why do they call it Hearst?
I don't know, so that's just the southern accent that they put to it there. It's Hearst Nation there.
Hersey, H-E-R-S-E-Y.
Yeah, H-E-R-S-E-Y. No, it's Hearst, H-E-R-S-T, Hearst Nation. Mm-hmm. And the old man, when he died, he had to sit on the front porch with a shotgun across his left to keep people from killing him. That's right. That is right.
And they really split off.
When they soured on him, they soured on him all the way. Even his own friends turned against him.
I've heard that they are so independent that if somebody commits a crime in the nation, you can't do anything about it.
Also, we was talking about bootlegging whiskey. Now, that is the center of West Tennessee of bootleg whiskey. You know, they made the picture of this Sheriff Buford Pusser from McNair County.
Walking Tall.
Mm-hmm. That is the same clan in there.
Is that right?
That's right. It's spilled over into Most of it has spilled over into McNair County and gone down towards the Mississippi line. And I don't think them people are not mean up there, because I tell you one incident that happened. My brother-in-law, let's see, his mother died first, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he got ants in his britches. Well, I had colored people here on my place there ever since I was a kid, was raised with them, thought nothing about it. Bob did too. Well, Bob was raised up there. He had married my sister and come down here where he worked with them there and just fell right in line there with them. I felt nothing towards him.